views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Christiana, I'd like you to tell me about the Hawaii event for Michael Shane.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity to be hosting an amazing retreat, Maui, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. It'll be from February 10th through the 19th, so 9 days. And it's going to be a retreat of spiritual healing and a connection on the beautiful island of Maui.
Wow. Great.
Yes. We're going to be able to go to the seven sacred pools for meditation.
Wow.
We're going to be planning the black flame meditation right there on the ocean. We're going to have an opportunity to go out on a boat to hopefully connect with dolphins and whales. There's going to be a number of events.
And this is in February, right?
It is.
And what's really cool about that, during the Lemurian times, well, right now, between February and March is the mating season for the whales and the dolphins. You know that, right? Okay. So, but here's the other thing. When you guys are going to be there, they are the record, the whales are the record keepers of the knowledge of Lemuria. So you're going to have hit with all this goddess energy at the same time.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You know, me and Lemuria. I was teaching classes over at Crystal Voyage, and that's the one thing I was bringing out was about Lemuria. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That people need to understand because we're actually sitting on parts of it here. So it goes from like the Pacific Northwest to Greece. And then on the Atlantic side, the other side, right? So it's kind of cool. So, yeah, that's going to be a great event.
It's going to be great because we're going to have so many different individuals coming in and bringing in their modality. You know, Michael will be doing his physical mediumship. We're planning on doing an outdoor evening seance. So just covering the cabinet.
So are you doing any goddess work there, though?
Yes, because that's why would we not?
Okay, good.
Maui.
Yeah,
Pele.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Pele. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she'd be making herself known right then and there. Yeah, so great.
And we're even going to throw one of you women in the volcano.
Hey,
you better be careful. You're outnumbered.
I'm telling you, are outnumbered in this studio today. I'm telling you.
No, this is a really wonderful opportunity. It's going to be 9 days.
Oh, 9 days. So what are the dates?
The dates are February 10th through the 19th. The cost is going to be $3,000. That includes your accommodations, 2 meals a day.
Okay.
It'll include the events.
Oh, and the events. Okay.
And the events.
Nice.
But those that are bringing in their modality may offer individual sessions, and that'll be a separate charge.
Okay. So other mediums or healers that you have there at this event.
So we have a lovely lady by the name of Donna Reese. She's a certified chromatologist.
Right.
So she'll be doing her work as well.
Okay.
And we'll have some others.
So it's $3,000. That includes the events, accommodation, and 2 meals, right?
2 meals a day.
Okay. And is that like lunch and breakfast, or how does that work?
It would be lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Not everybody likes to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, they can do their own thing. We also have special pricing for those that are residents of the islands,
okay. You
know, especially if they're on Maui. So that would just be $1,000. Of course, they've got their own accommodations. They'd probably do their own food.
Right. So that makes sense. So if they live there, you know, what if they're over on Oahu or the Big Island and stuff, they can still come over for that amount?
Yes.
And then, okay, great. Mm. That's the one thing I want to find out. I have quite a few number of friends and clients that are over in the Big Island, Oahu, and North Shore that they listen to the show, so they'll hear about this today, which is going to be great. So but they do have to pay for their own airfare, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is not including the airfare.
We originally were going to do that, but some people like the flexibility of using their frequent flyer miles, and you know, they want to do their own scheduling. So We thought
so
was best,
if yeah. they schedule early, what do you know what a round trip ticket from Seattle is or anything? Have you guys checked that out?
Right now it's around $500.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but you got
to.
No,
if
you
did it right
do
now.
It. Yeah. The best thing to do is wait probably October.
Right.
They will go down after the holidays.
Okay.
You know, but then you got to make sure that it's not too close to the date.
Right.
Because then they go back up again. So, and the best time to actually make a an arrangement for airfares on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We like Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday.
Hi, Eric.
He's
multitasking behind there going, I just had to say, hi, Eric. Oh, he grabs his mic and goes, yes. So cool. So, again, let me give this number out to you one more time to ask Michael Shane some questions real quick before he has to take off is 425-373-5527. Our toll-free number is 888-298-5569. There's three rings left, guys. All right. So, what is it, the advice you would have for someone that wants to be a medium, not so much of the apporting, but being a physical medium, what do you suggest people to do?
Get off the sauce. No, basically training. I mean, you want to really sit back and think, is this what I really want to do?
Okay.
Because it is a kind of a lonely scenario, and you do... You know, people are always coming up and doubting you, and there's a lot of negativity that seems to be focused on you, even by other mediums, because, you know, there's that jealousy issues that occur that I run into all the time, especially in this area.
Right.
When really what the masters would like us to do is work together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I would look for some, a medium or teacher that you resonate with and take their mediumship classes.
Right.
But I don't recommend that you sit in a dark room looking at a seance trumpet, hoping that it moves, because, you know, your eyes will deceive you if you sit.
Correct.
And, you know.
That's very true.
Yeah, especially when you got one of those little glow-in-the-dark rings around the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're just sitting there in a circle and you're watching a trumpet move, or hoping that it'll move, which is a seance tool, that's not really training, because you're not learning anything other than how to sit quietly and look at something in the dark. You really want to go into the deep in-depth training.
Okay.
You know, the ins and outs, the good and the bad, all of it, you know, and you want to make sure that you feel the energy. You don't want to just say, oh yeah, I feel the energy, because you'll find that people will do that. Because they don't want to let the others that are in the room know that you didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be honest with yourself and find the right teacher for you. I do mediumship classes,
mm-hmm.
advanced, including teaching people how to attempt to do apportation,
okay.
Which, by the way, I've trained people, mm-hmm. to do this. And it's obviously... In that particular case, when you're the student, you realize it's not a trick.
Right.
But, you know, like they say, you know, truth, what's real, what isn't, you know, Saint Germain says where proof is needed, no proof will suffice. Where proof isn't needed, no proof is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still, you know, I have this audacity within me to want to prove,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you're not going to be able to prove to everybody.
No. Right. No.
You know, and that's just the nature of the game. So when you're learning to be a medium, you got to be able to deal with that. You know, and those people that doubt you have a right to doubt you.
Right.
You know, they're just people, just like we are.
Right.
You know, so you have to be willing to not allow your ego to be bruised or to get upset about it. Because mm-hmm. in truth, this isn't something easy to believe. Even... just to see an angel appear while you're taking a shower because of the water as a conduit.
Mm-hmm, right.
Or have someone tell you on so-and-so date, so-and-so time, you're going to give a child birth.
Right.
And it ends up being the proper dates and everything. Mm-hmm. With my mom in the story that I told you, they said I would be born July 4th, 1963 at 11:59 a.m. And that was a medium by the name of Reverend Keith Milton Reinhardt. Mm-hmm. Well, I was born July 2nd, 1963 at 11:59 a.m.
Oh, so he's just off a day or two.
Just 2 days early. Right, right. But everything else was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, and that was on tape. So I heard that tape when I was 15 years old. You can't deny that. You know, that resonated with me. And that's one of the things that caused me to believe that there is something else out there. Not to mention, believe me, talk about doubt.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 5 years old, I went through that church with a fine tooth comb looking for trap doors and hidden pockets and stuff like that, and not one anywhere.
You know, I don't mean to laugh, but I'm the same type of person that would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking for that. I know with me, when as a medium, the type that I am, different aspects of who I was, as I want to say it this way, you know, came forward. And I have the tape recorder playing. You know, I'm in the tub because, like you said, water's a conduit, and that's my favorite place to be when somebody calls me. Yes, I'm in the tub again, as Christiana is turning up that Stephanie has.
She'll call me while she's in the tub.
I'm telling you, I give great messages in the tub.
Are you bringing the tub to work here at the radio show?
You know, I don't know, but that's an idea. I don't know. Eric would say, I'm leaving. That's it. Handle the board. Somebody else, you know. But anyway, you know, and I have a tape recorder that goes for 3 hours on some batteries, right? And some of the messages, but I'm going to tell you, one message came through a long time ago, and I thought I was losing my flipping mind. I called a shaman in Hawaii. I called a friend of mine in Idaho. I called a friend in Montana. I called all these people. You won't believe what I heard, right? And finally, and everyone gave the same answers. It's about time you woke up. It's scary at first because you're thinking you're crazy.
You've said that to me before.
I know.
It's like, oh, okay.
You know, because it's like once one starts, then the other one comes, and the other one comes, and the other one comes, you know. But that's what I decided to do and be who I am. And like with me, I don't just get an essence. I get the whole thing. The whole smear comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just going, no wonder I'm eating so much lately. I have to fill everybody up, right? You know, but do you understand what I mean by that?
I do.
Because they say you just get an essence of who you were, an aspect, you know, of that. Not with me. It's the whole thing comes back. So there's only one soul. You know, but how do you explain that to the listeners about someone like me even?
You really can't.
You can't, can you?
No, because everybody's different.
Right.
You know? It's like I used to, back in the days, I used to get upset when other mediums tried to copy me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a message from Master Jesus saying to me, don't be upset about that. And I says, why? I says, why do they do that? He says, it doesn't matter. What he said was, they're not you.
Right.
The two of you could do the exact same thing in the same evening and the same event. But the truth is, it's going to be different because you two are two different people.
Right.
So don't worry about it. Work together.
Right.
Not against one another.
Right. No, yes. I agree with you. I totally agree with that. Well, I want to thank you so much for being in the studio with us today. And can you give us your contact information, please, for our listeners to hear?
Sure. You can go out to Michael's website, which is www.michaelshane.com. If you'd like to reach out to us with any questions, any feedback, you can send an email to info@michaelshane.com. And then if you'd like to reach us on the phone, you can dial 425-971-6632.
Okay. The other thing is on the Silver Gaia website, silvergaia.net, there'll be a button you can push on our page on resources, and you'll be able to connect into his website also that way. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming today. It's been great to have you guys here. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe I'll have you a guest on mine.
Hey, I like that.
That's a thought.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break. I can't talk. Quick break. Yes. And we'll be back. And Stephanie and I will be talking about some other things, but see you in a little bit.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, oracling and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sober Guys Show. My Reverend Michael Shane and his assistant Christiana have left the studio.
Wow, that was amazing.
I'm telling you. Yeah. If anybody wants to call, 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. I hope Stephanie and I can answer a couple questions for you. We still do have three of the rings that were apported outside. There, it was in the sun. There was nothing around him. Yeah. I can't explain it. I know it's an amazing phenomenon.
Yeah, and you say, sometimes it comes out of his eyes.
I know.
Wow.
That's just amazing.
I've never seen anything like that.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. Not on that, especially, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was something, you know, the two callers that have called in, we received two of the rings, and then we'll just go from there. But, okay. You know, anybody else wants to call in, they are available. And if you want us to, you know, Bree. I'm Bree. Give me back in my body, please.
Yeah.
You know, but that was some amazing stuff.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm just like going, wow.
Yeah. Nice people.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice. And the trip to Hawaii sounded really good. $3,000 includes, you know, your food, your hotel, accommodations.
The activities.
Activities. I mean, you know, there's going to be quite a few different mediums and other healers there. And from the 10th to the, what was it, 19th of February?
Uh-huh.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
I used to live over there. That's cheaper than spending a whole month over there for a house.
Wow.
I mean, and the houses are little.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, my family's up in North Shore, but now these are small little houses would cost you $3,000-$4,000 a month. And this is a hotel.
Nice.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, and with the seven pools and everything and doing ceremonies over there and running the Goddess Light. It's something we should think about.
We should.
I'm telling you.
It's Hawaii, too.
I know. Yeah. I know. I asked my husband, can we move back to Hawaii? No. Yeah.
No.
he was in the military.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't married to him at the time, but it's like, come on, I want to go back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
No. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to get sneaky. I'm going to ask Spirit, can I go back? No. You're staying in Washington.
Well, I'm glad.
You have too much work to do.
Yes.
But we have lots of work to do.
Yes.
So I'm noticing something's happening with you. You're going through a big change.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about it. And, you know, we're very transparent. We don't hide anything on our shows with people.
Right.
I notice you're starting to leave your body a lot today. What's going on? Yeah, consciousness leaving the your physical body.
It's like I'm going blank and dizzy. And I know that I'm not, there's nothing physically wrong with me.
No.
And it's been going on for the last couple of days.
Wow, we talked and you haven't told me. So have you,
well, I wasn't sure what I was going through.
Right.
And I didn't know if I wasn't sick.
Right.
Yeah.
So today you told me, and you connected your physical body to your higher self. How'd that work out?
I felt grounded.
Okay.
So that did, that worked.
Okay. Yeah. Then it happened again.
Yes.
Then we're on the air.
Yes. So I have to constantly tell myself over and over again.
So could you be starting to be a multidimensional traveler?
I'm not sure, Bree.
Okay. You need to find that out.
Yeah. I definitely some meditating tonight.
Because as a young girl, like I had told at other times and today talking with Reverend Michael Shane, that I have, you know, I'd be staring out the window.
Yes.
Or at home, my hand, you know, like right now, my hand's on the table here and my fingers next to my head. And the teachers would accuse me of daydreaming, right? And I wouldn't be daydreaming. And my mom knew I was leaving my body, right? And but I would see things while I was gone. I'd see fairies. I would see sparkly lights around me, you know, and sometimes not fairies, just the sparkly lights. And I knew them that they were angels, right?
Right.
And then I finally realized, oh, you're angels. And I could see the angel form, you know, but 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, you're doing that, right?
This was just normal for you.
Yes. Very normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started traveling at night and waking up in the morning and telling mom, I don't feel really good. Something's not right. Right. And my mom would tell me, put yourself in a pink bubble.
Right.
Visualize you're in that pink bubble, right? And she would say, pretend.
Uh-huh.
Pretend you're putting yourself in a pink balloon.
Right.
And go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that, and it was like, oh, that's too cool. I'm not waking up like this no more. Well, later on, years later, you know, I'm 57 now, you know. But many years later, in my later 20s, I realized, you know, oh, these are psychic hangovers. I'm not going to bed in the love state.
Oh,
what
okay.
is wrong with you, Bree? You know. And so once I took over the psychic hangovers and got rid of that, then, so I recommend everybody put yourself in a pink bubble before you go to sleep at night.
Okay.
You know, whatever color pink you want, just make sure that it's pink. But when I started traveling at night and even during the day and I come back, I would still be okay. So even during the day, I'm putting myself in a bubble during the day. So like some of our one of our callers really didn't care for, you know, some of the things that Michael does, right? And, you know, and that's fine. But we always have to love them and accept them and honor our callers.
Right.
And, excuse me, and along with what Michael and Christiana do.
Right.
You know?
Well, there's no judgment.
Right.
You're not supposed to hold judgment.
Right.
So.
So what do you suggest that other people could do that might have that judgment?
Well, I think, first of all, we judge ourselves enough to even think about judging other people.
And, no, okay, and you know what? We need to stop judging ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that is the one message I got when I was in the tub the other day, is, you know, why are you judging yourself constantly? Well, I want to make sure that I'm doing the right job.
Right.
You know, I mean, we had to talk on the way up a little bit. You know, hey, can you confirm this for me or confirm that for me, right? Because I go to other people. I'm not Miss Know-It-All. I don't know it all.
Right.
The ancient wisdom I'm lucky I was born with, and I know my past lives and why it's here, you know, and why it's so important at this time that's coming forward. It's not so much that women are in charge.
Right.
But I do want to put this out that women were the first shamans.
Right.
They were the first spiritists,
you
know, and then men caught up.
Right.
Well, we've kind of been taking the back seat for a while. And now, and men have been in charge, right? On the spiritual side of it, is what I want to say. Right. And now women are back in the place of being in charge, and men are having to step back for a minute, right? But it's a yin-yang situation. It's nothing bad about anybody.
No.
You know, because I know my husband is there to support me, and I'm there to support him.
Right.
You know, no matter what he chooses or what I choose, we work together as one. And that's the same thing in the metaphysical community or the spiritual community, whatever we want to call ourselves, right?
Right.
That we support each other no matter what.
Right.
We may not have to agree, but we have to honor and respect other people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that really frustrates me, that I see that a lot of people do not do.
Right.
You know, I try to be as transparent as possible.
Yes, you do.
And I know for me, there's been ridicule about my transparency.
Mm-hmm.
No, not because I'm so transparent. It's because they don't know what to believe. It scares them.
Right. Well, yeah, people turn away when they get scared.
Right.
Or they turn off.
Right. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's just that not
is their
time.
Journey, yes. Their time.
Their journey.
Right. It's not mine.
Yes.
You know, and so that's the one thing I want to say, because it's just like, I'm done judging myself. You know how I've been talking about the 30 pounds, right?
Right.
And I got 15 of it off, and I was like, okay, great. But, you know, I still could go another 13 pounds. I mean, you might come right down to it. You know, I kind of mumbled that underneath my breath, right? But you know what? I'm not to judge it, because the more I judge it, the worse it gets.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't that, I mean, we're going to talk about weight right here. I mean, the more that you think that you're gaining weight, you're going to gain more.
Yeah, no kidding.
That doesn't help.
Right. So, yeah. So don't even think it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now, with the change of energy and everything weaving together as one, you know, with the ancient has always been here.
Right.
It's just like people just forgot about it because it's been covered up with, if you want to say, Christianity, the Roman Catholics, the Presbyterians. Yep. I could go on, you know, New Agers that don't believe that, you know, certain things exist, you know.
Right.
I mean, I could go on and on and on about that. But the whole thing is, it's been here and it's back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, last week on our way home,
right?
You know, we're going to have to take a break in a second. I want to hold that for...
Hold that thought.
Yeah, let's hold that thought.
All right.
So we'll be back with more Silver Guys Show in just a few minutes.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious, and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to KKNW with the Gaia Show.
Oh, we are so not in our bodies today.
No, it's been a difficult day. I cannot.
This is Brie from Silver Gaia Show, guys. Plain and simple, we are not in our bodies. The consciousness has left the building.
Yes.
Now would be a good time for anybody to call and ask questions. I bet we'd have some doozies for you. What were we even talking about? That's what I'm saying. We just totally forgot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, let's talk about speaking your truth. Or how about stop judging?
There we were. That's what we were. Mm-hmm. Okay. So on judging people and judging ourselves, all of it is a ripple effect.
Yes.
And you can hurt so many people mm-hmm. by judging them.
Mm-hmm.
You have your opinion. Honor and respect them.
Right.
It resonates, like I said. Yeah. Except where it doesn't, don't mm-hmm. take it with mm-hmm. you, right?
Taste your words before you spit them out.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you what, sometimes that taste isn't so great.
Mm-mm.
No. I have a son that's going to be 18 pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's giving me a run for the money. You know that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he's going to be 18, but he thinks he's 35, and it scares me because
mm-hmm.
he's not ready to leave home, but he's going to leave home when he's 18 or, mm-hmm. you know, but it's like, you know, there'll always be a place for him, but,
oh, yes.
you know, but I can't judge him and hold him back mm-hmm. either.
The funny thing is that when he does leave the house and he realizes how really hard it does get out there, he's going to go, oh, well, school was easy and living at home was easy.
Right, right.
Being
right.
out on my own now gets difficult,
right.
you know. But they have to go out and they have to learn.
Right, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. I mean, it makes more sense for people to go out there and learn on their own.
Uh-huh.
I know being raised in the Goddess Light along with quote Christianity on my dad's side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would take me to church and stuff with her. And it was just amazing because her and I, she'd hold me back, mm-hmm. right? Don't worry about it. We're out of here in an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. And we'll go back to the gardens. And when I had mentioned that my mom had taken me to this altar, I want to explain.
Uh-huh.
There were rock gardens,
uh-huh.
you know, and mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. But each rock garden, mm-hmm. one had a tree in it, one had a water fountain in it, one was shaped like a half moon. We had all these amazing things that happened. And in the backyard and different things. And so when we did ceremony together, and we could be in our truth. And luckily, we lived on an acre's worth of land. So we could, you know, you hear about going naked underneath the full moon.
Right, that'd be you.
That would be me and my mom and my aunt and family members.
Wow.
Hey, we have a caller on there.
And
is that who I think it is?
Friend of the show, Susan Harmon.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, I was driving and I heard you guys talking about judgment. I just had to judge you on this.
Oh, okay. So how'd I do?
You did good. You always do good. you know, I wrote in my little booklet, Being Your Multidimensional Parallel Self,
uh-huh.
co-created workbook, that people want to talk about this isn't judgment, it's discernment.
Correct.
Right.
And you have to kind of look at how that manifests. I mean, you do have to make decisions about what you want to do, how you want to do it. I think we think in judgment more in terms of criticism, but I think we also have to, you know, you just can't go willy-nilly, oh, la-di-da, everything is fine. This guy just stole all of my stuff, and I'm not going to judge him for it. No, really, there has to be a little bit of, you know, setting boundaries, too.
I get what you're saying. Yes, you're right.
So there are some things I do think it behooves us to, you know, call people on.
Right.
If you see somebody that is hitting a kid.
Oh, yeah. I'm out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If you see somebody that's a con artist. I mean, I was at a metaphysical show one time where I'm overhearing this woman telling her client, who says, well, I only have $150. Well, I'll take that now and you can pay me more later.
Wow.
And no, you're a con artist. You're ripping somebody off. And that's, and you know, you and I've talked about this so many times, Bree and Stephanie, too,
right.
that you have to be kind to people.
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes you go ahead and you just do the work. You know that when their guides are yammering at you, you've got to say what you got to say. You don't wait until they pay you.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand that. So using discernment makes sense to me. I was just talking about people that use plain judgment against other people when none of us have a right to judge somebody. We can use discernment, but not judge them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, judge not lest ye be judged. And, you know, people live in glass houses and blah, blah, blah. You know?
Right. Yeah, no, I love it that you called in because it was just like, how many more people want to keep judging somebody and don't even know what they're talking about?
Well, I was driving, I was listening to you, and then I got where I was going, and the person I'm meeting is not here. I thought, I'm calling in.
I'm so glad you did. Just stay on the line with us for a little bit. So I got to tell you what happened. I don't know if you heard the part where Michael did an Asport outside with me standing there.
No, no, I was not. I was busy doing something at that point.
I'll tell you what, Susan. Yeah. We were standing outside, right? And we're standing outside. Next thing I know, I'm hearing my name called, and we run over there, and literally these five rings come up. Wow!
Well,
it was amazing.
I have an opinion. I don't think it's a judgment. I have an opinion, and I'm not going to express it now.
Okay, but no, I just wanted to let you know what happened. You know, and everybody's has an opinion, and you know. But, like you said, discernment, you know, and but it was just kind of amazing for Stephanie and I to see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're just kind of like in and out of our bodies today, and we're kind of like going, we're having a really fun show, so maybe you're here to help us stay in our bodies.
you guys do that. You have a good time. My person is here. I got to get going. I love you both. You're just one doing a great job, and just keep it up. All right.
Thanks, Susan, for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's too much fun.
Yeah, she's fun.
I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, we only have about 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about? These rings have got me really freaked out. If anybody wants one, give us a call. At KKNW here, 425-373-5527. And I've got three rings available for any of the callers that were apported by, you know, Reverend Michael Shane. You can also cancel. Get him on Transformation Talk Radio. Now he has a show there once a month with them. And so, and he's with Lori Aletha's Fair. And I mean, I sound like I've been drinking, and honestly, guys, there's only water in my bottle today. Yeah. And I slept, you know, I did my work.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so you're using discernment.
Right.
Susan is right about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Using discernment.
Yes.
On what we see or what we hear.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's not judging somebody. That's just discernment. Yeah, you know, and that's an amazing gift to have too.
Uh-huh.
But I want to get back to you for a second. You're multidimensionally leaving your body and starting to travel because that's what's happening to you.
Yeah. What is that going to entail? Do you know? I mean, that's just going to be for me, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's
my path.
Well, what I will tell you is it's fun and exciting.
Uh-huh.
And how do you think I go and get some of the answers I do?
Correct. Yeah.
So even before I'm on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We have something to eat.
Right.
I calm down. I ground.
Uh-huh.
I usually have answers, questions all the way up.
Right.
And the guides are in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been times where you said, Bray, you need to quit driving. Because they are, you know.
Yeah, there's times where you're like, not right now.
Mm-mm.
Not right now.
Not
I'm
right
driving.
Now. No.
Yeah.
No. Not right now. And then there's other times I have these big, you know, films, a movie happening in front of me, and I'm telling you about it.
Right.
And so as a multidimensional traveler, that can happen different ways to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been able to get my answers from the goddesses that way. The Council of Light, the Galactic Council, you know, all of them, you know, the Council of Angels, you know, mm-hmm. everybody that has been able to come in and say, you know, these are the messages you need to take back for today. Right. Well, and the big message that came from Gaia, actually, mm-hmm. the mother goddess Gaia, the mother of our earth, is take care of this planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because somebody had asked me, you know, what do you mean by this is our last chance?
Right.
And you are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our last chance on this planet. It may be our great-great-grandchildren.
Right.
But the planet's going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
It's us. We're the ones that are not going to be fine.
Right.
It's not that we're going to go out with a blaze of glory and, you know, have bombs going off everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I've had this thing in my head since I was a little girl. I'm living here till I'm 98. You know, I don't know why, where it comes from, but that's a feeling I have. But, and, you know, I'm going to be here. And then, you know, and then it might, my kids or my grandkids, you know, take over from there and stuff. So it really is our last chance to get this right. So, Eric, it looks like we have a caller on the air.
We do. We've got Heidi calling from Bothell today.
Hi, Heidi. How are you? This is Bree.
Hi, Bree. It's Ivy.
How are you?
Good. And I had a question for you about, do you absorb, like, Michael's energy? You know how, like, when you're with a best friend and that feeling lasts hours afterwards?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Not just his energy, but other people's. It can happen. But what today's been a crazy day for Stephanie and I, even driving up here. We've been having problems. So there's an energy shift happening out on the planet right now. But with Michael and with other people, I have like a selenite wall around me. And so I've imagined myself in a selenite cylinder. So nothing can get through that, along with a bubble of pink inside of me, around me. So I don't want everybody else's stuff. I only want my own stuff. What do you think, Steph?
Oh, I agree. Well, you know when it is, when you're soaking up energy from other people.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm really careful with that, Heidi. I mean, it's just everybody should be. Our engineer and station manager, Eric here, when I look at him, all I see is Eric. I don't see... his energy or nothing about him because that wall is up.
Right.
But do I use discernment? Yes, I use discernment.
Yeah, I was curious because, you know, energy seems pretty powerful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, my energy, people get around me and they get hot. And I've learned to control that. So people do not get hot around me because of my energy. And I don't want anybody to have to feel my energy. It's mine. And when I'm working on someone, they'll say, oh, your hands are getting really hot or this or that. It's because of the type of work I do, whether it be bodily or I'm a medium talking to somebody and bringing information through because some of my aspects will talk to you and it's not going to be different voices or you know, different pitches. It's the verbiage that's different, right? And so I have to, I'm one of the ones, at least for, I think everybody needs to be really careful that they do not absorb other people's energy.
Yeah. And that we contain our own energy too?
Correct. Yeah. So.
Protect your own energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But contain it, what she just said is, what Heidi just said is absolutely true. Yeah. I don't want to give any of my energy away to somebody else.
Right.
And that's giving your personal power away.
Well, sometimes, you know, you read things about being open-hearted and sending love out to the universe. Sometimes that just sounded wrong to me. Like, I was opening myself to be too vulnerable. Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. The way I'm going to explain it is, my husband has said, you know, how many times can you empty the freezer for somebody? How many times are you going to stop and help somebody? You know, there is a point where we can put ourselves at too vulnerable situation.
Yes.
So I've had to protect myself in certain ways that way, you know, energetically. But I'm not going to stop being me because of what somebody else might think or do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just believe that everybody deserves a second, third, and fourth chance no matter what. Yeah. So does that answer your questions
it
for
does.
You?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
And Eric, you have her phone number?
I do.
Okay, great. So I have a ring that Michael had athported, which I will be contacting you, and I will be sending that to you if you'd like.
I would love to have one of those.
Okay, well, this one has roses on it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 2 left. Thank you very much, Heidi, and give us
Thank
a call
you,
back
Heidi.
Anytime.
It's Ivy. Okay.
Oh,
bye.
Heidi's on there.
It's just Heidi, right?
Yeah.
Ivy.
Oh, Ivy.
Ivy. Oh. Sorry,
you know
Ivy.
What?
We have it down as Heidi.
Yeah, it's written down as Heidi. We can blame Eric on something now, finally. No wonder she kept going, Heidi. I was going to say, you have my middle name anyway. So now Ivy is not my middle name.
Is it?
Yeah, my middle name is Heidi. So I think Heidi. That was funny, right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you very much for calling us to the Silver Guy Show.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye. We got another call.
And we have another.
We do have another call. We've got Ron on the line. Hopefully I got that right. Calling from Federal Way. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hey, I used to be Michael's right-hand man.
Yes.
And I'm from Missouri.
Okay.
And I wanted to see actually where the imports were coming from.
Okay.
And sure enough, I convinced myself where they were.
All right.
And I thoroughly enjoyed taking training from him.
You did?
Yes.
Good.
And I like his spirit, like the way he talked.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that he's genuine at heart.
You know, I'm really glad to hear that, because we need a caller like you today on here. I wanted to hear another side of it, not just, you know, somebody calling in and saying, you know, I feel this way or that way, right?
Yeah.
Or do you have to protect yourself, you know, from Michael? I'm glad that I'm hearing from another student of his, and you used to work with him as his right-hand man. That really means a lot to me.
Yeah, it does. I used to hold him up when he would come out of the closet. And I'm going, okay, where's this stuff coming from? And it's right below his tongue.
Right.
And sometimes out of his body, and I just thought, wow, this is impressive. And then one day in training, we put out a wine carafe that was empty, and we all went into meditation, raised the vibration, and the next thing we know, we turn the lights on and hear this carafe is full of wine.
Uh-huh.
And we pour it in, as I am pouring it in the cup for everybody, the giraffe keeps filling up.
Wow.
Wow, that's wild.
It is. It was like mind-blowing. And I'm going, you know, at one point I'm going to be doing it.
Right. Wow. So you took his mediumship classes and everything too?
Yes, I did. Up until the time he left for Hawaii.
Left for Hawaii, okay.
Yeah.
So, how did you enjoy the classes for the mediumship?
They were quite awakening.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still awakened. I'm in more training.
Okay.
And just enjoying the freedom that it gets, knowing that everybody is spirit, everybody is love, and there's no getting around that.
Very true. Very true. Wow. Like I've told Stephanie and I've told others, we're just a spirit in a, trying out a human body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've heard, when I heard Michael say that, I was like, fine, is somebody else is saying this, because it's very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I'm really glad that you called in. And you gave Eric your number, right?
I did.
Good. Because he did an Athport out there. And with 5 rings, and I'm going to be getting a hold of you tomorrow, and I have a ring that's out of a peacock for you.
All right, good.
This is just amazing what happened outside.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it
because
we were just sitting there. Next thing you know, I'm getting yelled for. I run over there, and he brings up these rings.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I can tell you another story. We were in Hawaii at a friend's house, and there was a big long table and about 30 people there. And he's sitting on one end, I'm sitting on the other, and all of a sudden I see this energy over his head. And sure enough, here comes an import out on the plate.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the lady sitting to him didn't expect that. She bailed out over her chair backwards.
oh my gosh.
Running, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the poor thing, she finally calmed down enough to eat dinner next to me, but she kept watching.
Wow, that poor lady.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We were over there for some sessions with the people of Hawaii.
Right.
Very good.
So you heard about his new Hawaii trip, right?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear us announce the Hawaii trip he's having on February 10th through the 19th?
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's $3,000. That includes the event, meals, and lodging.
Wow.
And then you just pay for your round-trip ticket, and it's about $500 for the round-trip ticket.
Right.
So,
yeah, I've got enough air miles for free ticket over there.
That's pardon me?
I have enough air miles for free ticket over there.
Well, think about the event then.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have quite a few other people there. Donna Reese is going to be other psychics and mediums and healers and visionaries. It's going to be amazing over there.
Yeah, it is. It's very amazing.
Yeah.
And I was just in Mount Chester.
Oh, really?
And had a lot of interesting things with Ted Moore.
Oh, good. How'd you like it there?
Loved it.
Good. I'm glad.
You know, I just love all these experiences that I'm open to and,
right.
Uh-huh.
And getting to be part of, and I say bring them on.
Right?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad. We're going to have a special guest that lives by Mount Shasta that's going to be on the air with us at the end of the month. And right now, till she signs her little questionnaire, I'm not going to say it, but she's an amazing author,
yeah.
radio host, mm-hmm. and TV personality.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about her being on the air. So, but
yeah.
thank you so much, Ron, for calling
thank
in.
You.
And we're going to close out this show here in a few minutes, but I will be getting a hold of you tomorrow from my office at my home and
okay.
where I can get your address, and we'll send this ring out to you.
Here. I'll be in a seminar tomorrow, and just go ahead and leave the message.
All right. Thank you. And you have a good evening.
Thanks, Ron.
All right. Well, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we have one more left. And it's 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. If you're interested in this last ring that was airported by Reverend Michael Shane. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was nice to hear from another mm-hmm. student of his that we have,
right.
have never met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That we were able to hear this and see what's going on. Because the thing is there's always more and more out there that we never understand.
Right.
My mom had said to me, and I use my mom a lot because, I mean, you know, it's the years of teaching she did, right?
Yeah.
And she would say, Brita, some things people are to know
mm-hmm.
and some things they're not to know.
Right.
She goes, but with you? You came out talking, and you just need to keep letting people know what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And like
mm-hmm.
people like this gentleman, Ron.
Right.
You know, a former student,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and where he'd learned a lot.
Right.
You know, the way we met.
Right.
It's so hilarious,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go more into that next week. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, or, yeah, next week. But, you know, it was kind of like everything was just, it flowed.
Right.
There's just a flow between us, you know, and
mm-hmm.
friendship and everything
right.
that we do.
Right.
There's a flow. And it's going to be okay. I mean, it's going to be exactly what we need and what we want out of life.
Yep. Yep.
And if you don't stay in your body, I'm telling you, listeners, she keeps leaving her body, and that's what's throwing me off because I can see her consciousness is going way up. And then it's like, I want to reach over and I kick her in the leg. I can't reach her too far to smack her. And it's like, get back in your body. So please, Stephanie, get back in your body.
I'm sorry, Bria. It wasn't a plan of mine
today. I'm telling you. So here's the thing.
I love it, though.
And this is what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me. We only have a couple more minutes. What hit me was last week when we left at this time,
mm-hmm.
we saw that conversion of energy in that cloud.
Yes.
That's what we were getting back to.
Okay. Yeah.
And had all that energy and all the colors on the one side.
Mm-hmm.
I was a farmer in 1989. There was that same conversion.
1989?
1989.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's happening with the energy.
Right.
It's realigning
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
So how many more chances are we going to get, which is going to be cool.
Right.
Because, you know what? We're doing what we're doing. It's ending up right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep teaching. We're going
to
keep teaching. And we have so much to teach people. So
sure.
this week,
mm-hmm.
we've been asked to do a special show.
I know, exciting. Hopefully I'm in my body.
You better be in your body or I'm going to kick your butt because
right?
so many notes I can only have, right?
Oh, I know.
I'm going to bring a computer up here. So what's happening is Thursday this week
mm-hmm.
at 11 a.m.
Right.
We're hosting the Dr. Pat Show.
Yay, that'll be fun.
I know, that'll be fun.
Yes.
And so we're going to do that. And we're going to talk a lot about us,
mm-hmm.
where we've always wanted that chance just to talk about us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and we'll have callers in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take some calls mm-hmm. and we'll just see how things go. But
yeah.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And it's Silver Guys Show. And we're going to remember to say that now that I'm in my body for sure. And Stephanie eventually will be back. And we will see you all again next week.
You've been listening to The Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.